Good afternoon, everybody. It's Matinee with Bob and Ray.
The combined facilities of WHCA in New Orleans.
Ken Wilson at the organ, Bill Green at the piano, handsome Bob Elliott, a handsome debonair, Percival Ray Gould.
And good afternoon, everyone.
No, play off that afternoon. Oh. Of course, you and I don't belong in that class anyway. We're Bob, we're not fancy dance. That's one thing.
That's right, and we're starting a new drive against that today, aren't we?
Talking about new drives, I was driving all over the state of New Hampshire yesterday, Bob.
What were you doing up there?
I was vacationing.
Not what I would come to my mind first.
I went up to Bretton Woods.
You did?
Yes.
Did you take your golf clubs with you?
Yes, I brought the golf clubs, and then I came back home, and I had a very enjoyable meal at the Old Acres Inn in Dunstable. I thought I would mention that. No, absolutely not. But that was one of the finest meals I have ever had.
I remember 79 I shot on that.
That's the Old Acres Inn in Dunstable. I'm going to get the first mortgage on it.
Remember that, Charlie? That 79 we shot up there?
Up where, Bob?
Bretton Woods.
Did you shoot a 79
up
there?
Yes, sir, boy. It's a tough course, too.
That isn't too bad. Then we went over and I went up to Skimobile.
Did you really? How was the skiing?
No snow.
Got a tough, huh?
No snow. I went up the ski mobile. They have it running in the summer just so you can take the trip, you see.
Well, that's you take your camera up there with you?
Yes, and I was taking panoramic shots.
Will?
Oh, yes, you see. Yes, indeed. The beautiful pictures I'll have to show my friends. Excuse me, did you drop your watch, Bob?
Yes, I did. Will you pick it up, please?
Certainly.
All
so
right.
What did you do this weekend?
I just stayed home and took it easy.
You did, eh?
Yes.
And where did you go?
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by taking it easy?
No one was there.
Uh-huh. You're all alone?
I was going over to Bill Green's house, and I figured, well, he'd have company.
He would. Johnny McAteer is down there again.
He's down there for the whole weekend.
He didn't show up.
Oh.
He's smart enough. Johnny didn't show up.
Well, he's probably getting too big for his britches now.
He better not be getting too big, not on that boat. Probably he was bailing out yesterday, coming home from Provincetown.
That might have been. He might have been busy. Clear your throat.
The orchestra play is going down, and on the way back, they help bail.
No, that's not that kind of a boat.
Got a phone call from Fran Hart this morning, Bob.
Did you?
I understand Fran was laid up, but today he's back in robust health and is at his fighting weight right now, which is about 35 pounds soaking wet.
No, more than that. It's about 435.
I think you're right on that.
I think
Bob.
I'm closer.
Sure.
Which,
how about the commercials today? Well,
we have
what's
four
the
of them. We can go leisurely through them. Unless
only four? No, this is Monday.
Chesterfield, Magnolia, Admiral, and Revere.
Well, that's all there is for it. Well, let's have Chesterfield now while we're thinking about it.
Don't want to
Chesterfield over and over again. Chesterfield satisfies women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield, A, B, C.
The mail has been filling up rapidly on our contest. And also, I might mention that I've had 40 or 50,000 in the last month for me to sing. Today, I promise to sing the second chorus of Everywhere You Go.
Gee, isn't that wonderful? And I'm glad you give us that warning, because I know a lot of people will plan not to be here.
That's my latest recording, friends, if you'd like to have it, and every record collector certainly would.
I wonder if you'd tell us a little something about the band that accompanied you on that particular record. I've heard it.
Well,
I played it on my morning slot the other day.
Well, Bob, it's a 14-piece orchestra, as you know.
Yes.
Or I don't believe you do. And it's headed up by a young man whose name is Quirtlet.
I haven't heard of him, but...
That's right, Ken. His name is Quincy Quirtlet. He mentioned you. I believe he knows you in a professional sort of way. I mean, I think he was an organist.
He wouldn't want to know you any other way.
The particular arrangement we have was borrowed ever so slightly from an Evelyn Knight.
Evelyn Knight.
Evelyn Knight, and it sounds pretty much like her record, although I think ours was a bit more schmaltzy. We had a glockenspiel and a sousaphone in the orchestra to give it color and tinkling noises.
That's the word I was looking for, glockenspiel. That completes my crossword puzzle for today.
Does it?
Yes.
Let's see, does it fit?
Sure.
Yes, it
right
does,
right.
Bob. Congratulations.
G-L-O-K-I-N-S-P-E-E-L.
Oh.
Fits right in there, see?
Well, congratulations for you,
sir. Boy, my day isn't complete till I finish that crossword puzzle.
It isn't, huh?
No.
Say, we had fun. Did we mention it about... Oh, I guess we did
we
mention it.
We talked all about it Saturday. Saturday was rather a dim day in my memory.
It was a dim, dull day.
Yes. Awesome. And this is starting out the same way.
Well, it's pretty dull, and it's quite dim, as a matter of fact. I think you're right.
We do have a lot of features to get to, so why don't we get the music off with
it? Oh, this is one I want to take a second call.
Oh, this
is
on. Why don't you play the theme and I'll introduce it.
No, we're eating jelly beans.
Well, all right. We have a schedule to meet here. You know.
Bob, I want to make sure you get some purple ones.
Yes.
Has he got some purple ones?
Purple.
Good.
I like purple.
Ken, would you like some?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now?
All right. Now we can go ahead.
All right, we love the little lovely. Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, written for radio by Carrington Love.
Hey, wait a minute! I got a purple one! I'm gonna die like a rat!
believes he's Napoleon. And Bob Elliott, who today thinks he's King Henry VIII.
No, you think you're a footpad, Bob, remember?
Oh, I'm a footpad today. We're seated in our private eye office, looking over some private eyes that have been sent into us.
This is a good idea.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Is that my hat or is that Ken Wilson?
I believe that's Detective Hart.
It is, huh?
We should do something like that. Something by Edgar Allan Poe. Does our cast have anything literary?
Anything here by Edgar Allan Poe, any of you guys counting on it? I got something here called a raven.
Let's do that.
Okay,
wait till I get my part.
Quoth the raven, hey.
Nevermore?
Nevermore, quoth the raven, hey.
Well, how are we going to do it then?
Oh, well, we'll quote it this time just once.
Bob and Ray, who are seated in their office quoting ravens, look out through the dust-covered window, blowing a particle of dust away from a corner of the pane.
Ray, hey, there's no glass there.
Ray looks out.
The air outside is dirty.
He makes a startling discovery.
It's dark out.
It must be night, by George.
It must be night by anyone.
Shall we go out into the night in search of the missing footpad?
Might as well go now, if we're ever going to go. As long as we have this courage. Would you like some more before we go?
We're never going to go, are we?
What?
We're never going to go.
We'll go right now.
All right. Through this corridor. Hey, it's mighty dark down here. I don't like the looks of things.
I'm afraid.
In fact, I can't see anything that to not like the looks of.
Hey, look at
that. Music is so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Straight ahead. That's what we need, the music. Saving the whole thing. But look, straight ahead there.
There's a glimmer of light.
Listen.
Light as of a flashlight being flashed at us.
I think we're in deep cave and we're walking to China.
If we only had a filter microphone, it would be more realistic.
I know it. I'm afraid that we're going to come out into a new world.
A world we can't even imagine now.
It'll be different from anything we've ever known in all our life.
Yes, that's tomorrow. A new world, like none we've ever imagined, Peanut Butter. Meanwhile, cross town in River...
Wait, he found the lost chord. Wait a minute, Mr. Wilson just found this new chord. Play it again,
Ken. What is that chord you just found?
Play that one chord again. He found a new chord. Play it, Ken. I liked it very much.
It was beautiful.
Well, he's going to find it. He can't find it.
Of course you can find it.
And we speak to you from Carnegie Hall. Mr. Wilson is playing on the organ.
Today he's playing some fugues. That took just about every one of Mr. Wilson's arms and feet.
It took
both of his arms and both of his feet. That fourth foot was cracking walnuts, of course.
Nice. What else would it be?
But that is a mighty pretty chord, and I wish you'd put that down in the Ken Wilson chord book and include that in the next set of lessons which we're sending out.
Mr. Wilson, we've made arrangements for you to receive the off key of the city sometime this afternoon if you care to come with us after the program.
Did you thank little Buddy Spencer? Who sent you in the money for Mary Martin's care of Mary Martin?
We had some rubber money and Monopoly money, money.
We've had Chinese and Japanese money.
We've had all
Invasion marks. And finally,
a couple.
And some real money.
Yes.
I think that was mighty nice of him. I hope Mary comes up to thank him for anything.
Well, she will, Bob, because she's a very generous person. Mm-hmm. She likes to give credit where credit is due. But speaking of credit and credit is due, we'll now turn to a commercial. And there's no other voice in America that I'd rather hear read this commercial than the following voice. Take it away.
Thank you very much. No, you meant me.
Certainly. Who else?
Right.
Imagine the way you read it.
Okay.
Great.
I've rehearsed this all morning, and I think I can do my level best.
Friends, here he is, Bob Elliott.
Imagine, 1850 for a
Isn't that great? Now,
180.
Listen to this thing objectively, friend.
18 cents. No, that's $1.85, friend.
Let me see.
$1.85 for dinner. 18 and a half cents down.
18.50.
1850?
Yeah, yeah. That decimal point's in the wrong place there.
Imagine 1850 for dinner.
Wow!
Yes. 1850 for fun and fine food.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm wrong. The phone has just rung. Sammy's on the phone.
18 and a half cents.
He says we were right originally. It's 18 cents for five people.
All right. You dance where cool ocean breezes play along with the best music in town. It's the casino at Magnolia for dining, for dancing, for lunches.
Hey, look, Bob, I got news for you. You sounded much better at rehearsal. Now, let's
put it. What am I not doing now?
Well, for one thing, you're not as schmaltzy as you were at rehearsal. I don't know. I think the pressure of being on the air has upset you quite a bit.
Yeah, well...
Now, remember, you're with friends.
Well, right? No schmaltz.
Try it again. Try it again.
It's
right from the top.
You know, at Magnolia for dining, for dancing, for luncheon. The casino beside the sea at Magnolia.
No. Let me take it.
A short and glorious drive along Route 127 from...
Excuse me.
Magnolia with a view of Gloucester Harbor when you arrive.
No.
Alice, a reasonable price, too.
I'll never cover at the
casino.
That's the way we were
doing it. Dinner start, $185.
No. $1.85.
His wonderful way to spend summer evening or lazy summer Sunday.
All right.
Take delightful scenic drive to
Magnolia.
Mongolia. Stroll through the beautiful grounds overlooking ocean and have a cocktail in the bar, dinner or luncheon if you wish.
No, there's something about you, Mr. Lee, that won't do.
The dance floor is ocean cool.
Serious.
And there's just no music.
Here he is with his razzle bike.
Like that transcribed music of Sammy Ice.
Two, three, one.
These are the very same records they play for dancing up there at the casino in Magnolia.
One, two, three. One, and two, and three, and four. Jump. One, and two, and three, and four. Jump. North to back. Incidentally, friends, Betty Ann Grove will be there for your listening pleasure Friday and Saturday nights.
She'll be there for fun and food, for dancing and dining. She's there, I mean. When she's there.
Tell you what, friends.
She was having dinner there last
night. Meet all your friends up at the casino at Magnolia, and then you can go somewhere to eat.
That's Casino at Magnolia in Magnolia.
Beautiful place. And Bob and I have been there several times.
The last time was Friday night.
As a matter of fact.
That will be the last time.
And it really is. It's a beautiful place, and I'd suggest you go on out there. There's a nice terrace out there.
Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful.
Cool.
The property runs right down to the water.
It runs right into the water.
In fact, half the property is underwater.
But it is the place for you to go.
To eat. And to sit around and talk.
And dance, if you can.
And listen to singers like Betty Ann Grove and Sammy Eisen.
And his music?
Sammy Eisen sings several songs in the course of an evening.
He hasn't learned any new ones. I was disappointed in finding out.
Well, he hasn't forgotten the old ones, which is even worse, Bob.
I know.
If he wouldn't learn any new ones, that would kindly forget the old ones, I think it would be a much better evening.
That great Sammy Eisen, immortal favorite that he has helped to make popular for so many years.
Dear friends, is our radio version of Sammy Eisen.
I believe he first did this back in 1898, didn't he?
Well, just after they invented grandmother's records.
The bells are ringing.
Oh, Sammy,
for me, my guest.
What terrific.
The folks are singing. For me, my guest. Everybody's been known on the week, everybody. That for weeks we've been going. And for weeks they've been going.
For weeks they haven't started.
Come here, Tuesday is now. The congregation of the week. Me and my guest. The parson waits for me and my guest. And someday we're going to have a little...
Sam.
Ring it for me and my guest, our Louis.
Well, think that over.
Good, fellas. Good.
Well, think it over, friends. If you'd like to torture yourself, go up and listen to Sammy Eisen and his orchestra.
You've got no way, you guys.
Strictly.
big plum.
Incidentally, friend, Sammy has gone to no great expense. In fact, I don't think he's gone to any expense at all to bring in an electric organ. And an electric organ with the Sammy and the orchestra.
Through with.
You know what it's like, friend? It's like putting, see if
a
I'm
harmonica
right,
with
brandy
a
on shredded wheat. I mean, that's exactly what it's like. He's brought in this beautiful electric organ, and incidentally, it's a player-type organ. The man
I thought
there,
somebody was playing.
No. The man sits there. He looks like he's playing, but he's pumping a pedal, and there's a roll going around.
And incidentally,
back.
If Mr. Scott is listening, he's only getting half the fee for that.
That's right.
Because he really doesn't have to know any music at all.
He doesn't have to read music or anything. He just has to have a regulation-type uniform that says Sammy Eisen on the back. And, of course, sneakers. And he just sits there making like he is playing this organ. But I could detect it immediately.
Well, you, of course, you have a better eye for that stuff than...
Certainly I have.
Well, I was interested in other things. Well, now, we will get back to Linda's house. We never did get any further with that. What is Miss Evans going to do? Anything in particular over there?
She's in here. See,
she must be waiting for this week in Boston.
I appear on her program several times a week.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And she's only returning the courtesy of dropping on this feature production. Now, yes.
Yes.
Chris Evans, incidentally, friends, is a person who goes on vacation, and this is what she considers great fun, wandering through old cemeteries.
She considers that great fun? Can you imagine it?
She and her husband walking through old cemeteries.
Look at this. This guy died in 1600.
Wow.
Oh, boy, that's a large time out.
Yeah, I'll say. Shows you how time flies, Dino.
Well, of course, for me, I'd rather go swimming. But everyone
has
their own
particular taste.
And reading funny things on Martin.
On what?
On Martin.
Oh, yeah. Can't think of any other hand,
friends,
but I know
what you mean. The schedule now calls for Ken Wilson and Bill Green are two excellent musicians to play their arrangement of Come to the Mardi Gras.
You won't forget that about Magnolia, will you, friend? I mean, you won't forget it, will you?
No, I won't.
I mean, don't forget it. Get Richmond 21750. Sorry.
My number?
1750 is your number?
21750, yes. The Richmond, Indiana.
Oh, no. I want the Boston Exchange, Richmond 2.
Oh, hang on. I'll get the operator.
Well, I'll get her. It'll save time if
okay.
I get it.
Whatever you think best. I got to get back out in the North 40 anyway.
Okay, then. Well, bye, and good luck with your crop this fall.
Thanks. Well, it isn't a crop out there. It's a bunch of hogs.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Well, good. A good crop anyway, huh?
Hello, operator. I'm trying to get Richmond 2.
That'll be ham, you know.
Richmond.
That's what hogs are.
21750.
Now, one good thing about my hogs, I never butcher them.
It's
they die a natural death.
The house of television operator. Is anyone there?
It's tastier that way. You know
what
I mean?
Will you ring them, please?
Excuse me.
She's ringing right
now,
friend.
Here with me.
She's ringing the house of television now at Richmond 21750 in just a moment.
Oink, oink, oink. Get out of here, you hog.
Wait a minute. I believe you put me through to Richmond, Indiana again, operator.
Oink.
I want Boston, Richmond.
Right now, will you, Boston, in front after the fall?
Hello? Is this Richmond 21750?
Yes.
Is this the house? No, it couldn't be.
Yes.
The house of television?
Yes. What do you want?
Well, I've heard on the radio.
We're on lunch now. Could you call back in about 20 minutes?
Well, I've heard.
Thanks. Go on.
Hello? Hello? That must be one of the special operators who was awaiting my call, but...
Yes, that's right. I'm a special. I'm still hanging on listening to what you're going to say about me. Come on.
Well, I'll tell you what I called about. I wanted to get a free home demonstration of the new Admiral television.
I imagine you're the kind of guy who'd like to have a free television set, period.
That's
well, you're not going to get one here, brother.
That's what they tell
me. I'll $229 and some odd cents. I ain't checked.
95.
95,
I
yes. $22.95 down.
That's right. 10%.
Then you can take our convenient 8-minute pay plan and finish up.
That's right. That's exactly what I'm calling
you. Like it?
I want to see the set before I buy it.
What do you mean you want to see the set? I'm telling you it's okay.
They offered a free home demonstration. Would you give me another operator?
Down
please?
Here if you want to look at it. We ain't run out. Where do you live?
Well, look, they say.
Go fast, Maine. It's up the
no.
Drop dead.
I live right here.
Look, I'm on lunch. Call they... back later.
Well,
right?
All right. Okay.
Look, I don't have to work.
Okay.
Don't forget that. I mean, I'm in
you're
the family
wealthy.
Wealthy,
I know.
I just do this to keep out of mischief.
Come okay.
On.
Well, that's a funny thing. I've been hearing all day on the radio that if you call a house of television, you can arrange with their friendly special operators for a free home demonstration of the amazing
right.
new Admiral television console set.
You get me in a good mood, that is.
You
get me in a very bad mood.
Set in your own
a
home.
Very whimsical.
Tonight, you name the time and they'll deliver it at the time you want. And they'll install it, and you can see it then. And if you just, I believe,
the
operator,
boss says,
I believe, operator, that other person is still on the line.
The boss can go around saying that all day, but he better come down and check with us before he says that. You know what I mean?
I'll try this number again. This other phone, maybe I'll get a different operator. Richmond 21750.
Hello?
Is this the house of television?
He ain't running this afternoon, Mike.
Well, wait a minute. I have the wrong one here, I guess, again. I'll just hang up.
He's been scratched.
How about Fleet Boy?
Looks good.
Okay. I'll try Richmond 21750 again.
Hello? House of Television. Richmond 21750. $22.95 down, see?
Hey, this is more like it. Did you have a set, an Admiral console television set, in my home tonight?
What time do you want it there, sir?
About 22 minutes of 8.
It will be there exactly at 22 minutes before 8, and it will cost you nothing.
Isn't that wonderful? You're one of the friendly special operators that I've been trying to get for 5 minutes.
Yes, that's right. Exactly it.
Uh-huh. Do you actually make these installations yourself?
No, I dispatch an underling.
Uh-huh. And he brings the set down and installs it, eh?
Absolutely.
And there's no obligation, no cost. It's just a plain free trial.
We beat your head in if you don't buy it.
Oh, okay. And that's worth the call again is what, Richmond 2?
Let me see. Will I look at the phone? Richmond 21750.
How's the telling?
Sure.
Richmond 21750. Mm-hmm. Right.
Bye, see.
Bye.
Oh, well, one other thing.
Yes?
Where do you live?
I live right here in town.
Oh, well, what's the address, please?
Well, we can use this address right here.
Were you afraid to give an address?
Bring it right up here to the station.
All right, what station is that?
That's W...
Wait a minute, I'll check.
HDH, yes.
All right, we'll have
okay.
it right up there. Mm-hmm.
All right. I hate to hang up, but there's a bugle player who has to work right now.
All right. Well, it's one of those things.
Well, we should find out about it.
I suppose we should. The first two races in the quarterfinals for the coming 12,200 futurity. America's richest first event for Greyhound Juveniles. These are the little Greyhounds. They top the 10-race programs for tonight at Wonderland Revere. You want to see these quarterfinal eliminations, for out of the great Wonderland Futurity will come the champions of next season, the Greyhounds that will romp away with your heart and the 1950 record.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's quarterfinal will be over the... the nasty cough you had, Bob.
I'll try some of my cough medicine. It usually makes it better.
Well... tonight's quarterfinals will be over the new Wonderland course of 525 yards, a distance that calls for fast getaway and lightning speed. See 10 great races
four
tonight.
Legs also.
See 10 great races tonight at Wonderland Revere. The post time, first race 7:45, Daily Double closes at 7:30. Revere is near, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlight and free parking lots are provided for the convenience of those of you who drive. Again, thanks for listening to us.
Thanks to our writers, our producer, our director and engineer.
Thanks to everyone.
The entire staff for that day with Bob Gray.
You all been wonderful to us.
Same time, 1 o'clock, over WHCH. Where?
In Boston?
Boston, yes.
How did we get here?